Hello, and welcome to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Wouldn't it be great if God spoke to us in words we can understand? That it wasn't just faintly intangible experiences in prayer, but really Jesus speaking to me personally right now. Something I could hang on to and look at any time. My friend, God thinks that's a great idea. He thought it was a good idea a long time before you did. And so he gave it to us, and it's called the Bible. Now you might say, but Father, it's not personal, it's a book for everyone. Did you not hear what Jesus said to us today in the Gospel? He speaks specifically about it. He says how he is concerned about what individual people do with his words. Some don't understand his words and lose them. Some like it, but give up on trying to do it. Some stop doing it once things get a bit harder. And some allow anxiety to drive his words away and they forget all about them. There is one kind, however, for whom it bears enormous fruit. And the one who received the seed in rich soil is the man who hears the word and understands it. He is the one who yields a harvest and produces now 100-fold, now 60, now 30. So, please don't tell me the words of the Bible are not for you personally. Jesus says that in those words, he is talking to you. The question is, do you listen? And do you put them into practice? For as Jesus says, that's how your life will change. So how do we do this? One way is fulfilling our basic requirement to go to Sunday Mass. Skipping Sunday Mass is a quick way to ensure you know nothing about God and become deaf and hard-hearted to his word. This is also why, if you have time during the week, it's good to make time to go to weekday Mass as well. A lot of Sunday goers don't even know there is Mass during the week. Some people seem to think the priests just watch TV, except on Sundays. I can tell you that we are very busy, and daily Mass is one of the things which fill up our day. Is that actually at the centre of our day? It's not as long as Sunday Mass, normally half an hour at most, but it is a wonderful way to take us out of our rut and wake us up with the Word of God, surrounded by the community and the prayers of our brothers and sisters. A second way is to pay attention to the homily. A lot of people think homilies are only there because priests talk too much and they just can't help themselves. This is not true. I mean, it is true that there are priests who talk too much. But the homily is part of the proclamation of the Word of God. A happy experience of the Spirit, says Pope Francis. A consoling encounter with God's Word. It surpasses all forms of catechesis as the supreme moment in the dialogue between God and his people which lead up to sacramental communion. The homily takes up once more the dialogue which the Lord has already established with his people. When was the last time you implemented something said in a homily? If you are serious about wanting to treasure God's word, maybe one thing to do is to keep a little diary where once a week after Sunday Mass, we write one thing that impressed us and one small decision we will make to implement that. Let us pray. O God, you show the light of your truth to those who go astray, so that they may return to the right path. Give all who for the faith they profess are accounted Christians the grace to reject whatever is contrary to the name of Christ, and to strive after all that does it honour. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for listening to The Furnace. If you like what you hear, please subscribe to the podcast, and you'll find the links in the description below. Thank you, and speak with you tomorrow.